Are you someone who likes to have people depend on you, but you also don't like having people depend on you? Then this is the broadcast for you. Let's jump in.
You've heard of unconditional love, but have you heard of the secret to unconditional happiness and allowing more into your life? More wealth, more success, and more love. More freedom in your life right now. Welcome to the Happy Bar with Israel Savage.
I find every one of these minutes very valuable. I almost don't know where to begin because I was relating to so much of everything that was said. The whole thing about the losing yourself, it's really that I unfocus on myself. My boundaries get blurred by people all the time because if I love you, I want to give you my all. So I constantly unfocus what I'm doing, actually, physically, my actions, when somebody else wants or needs something. Sometimes it's hard for me to get on my focus to do the things that are artistically important to me or good for my spiritual growth. And when I get thrown off track because I choose, and I'm a big believer in I make my own choices. When I choose to respond to somebody else's needs, it was hard for me to get on my horse and go to the destination I was wanting to go to begin with. So once I dismount, I often don't get back up. So that's something I really want.
I want to pause you for just a second. Hold your spot there, because this image came to me as you were talking, and you've got a belief in there. And again, there's no right or wrong. I want to say that there's no rules. There's no right or wrong. Whatever you think or whatever you believe, if it feels good and you want to hold on to it, great. If it doesn't feel good and you want to hold on to it, great. You get to choose.
What's the belief you noticed?
You said it, and it was something like, I won't get the words exactly right, but what was underneath it was, in order to give someone all of myself, I have to feel disconnected from myself. I have to let go of myself and that's giving all of me. In other words, this idea of depletion. When I deplete, I have to deplete in order to fill someone else up. So that's what I heard underneath the words. Mm. Is that fair to say that might be a belief, even though you would disagree with maybe consciously? Is that unconsciously something that might be happening?
I think that's happened in a very big way over a huge period of time. Yes.
Okay. So there is a belief. And again, our conscious mind might disagree with this. There's so many things in my life that I coach people about. For myself, I know that I'm consciously, I know Israel, okay, this is happening here, but unconsciously I've shook hands, I've elbow tapped, I've fist bumped with a belief and agreed to let it reside in me, even if it's unconscious. And so the image that came to mind was a plant with roots. And I saw that plant being upended and blown away. And the reason that I wanted to talk about that is I want to see if we can shape a new belief here. Let's just take the example of a plant or a tree. You've got to have your roots. And the deeper the roots, the stronger the tree. Let's say we have people who are holding on to you or coming to you for shade or for cover. If you don't have deep roots to draw upon, you're going to tip right over and take them with you. I wonder if the opposite could be true, and that's that the more I focus on me, the more I dig in to me, the more power that I have access to that I can then give to other people. Those are my roots. The more rooted and grounded I am, the more I can give to others. You were going to say something there. I'd love to hear it.
I think dual thing, because I think that I want that to be needed. And I want those people. The reason I respond so fully is because it satisfies me to be the one that can either, you know, be there for somebody, and which shocks me because I don't know where that person came from. I think I invite in some way. I've done it so long in the past and I'm trying to change it now, but I'm kind of like a vampire. I feed off the needs of other people when they need me.
And know that that's okay. And I love that you have the wherewithal and the awareness to acknowledge, hey, I kind of like this. This does something for me. Here's why it's okay. So if this does something for you, you want to have it in your life. It's like a house guest. All right, you can stay for a week, you can stay for a month, it's okay. It's my friends, it's my family, I like being the host with the most, it's okay. Yeah. But when this drags on to a year, 2 years, you might start to feel like, that's enough, I'm the host with the most, but now I want something different, and I'm going to kick you out and set some boundaries here. Boundaries. And I will know for next time to ask ahead of time how long you're going to stay if you come and visit me. And so it clarifies what we want and how we want it. And it's not a process you can really rush. The truth is, when you truly don't want this thing anymore, then it's not going to be here, because you're going to open yourself up for the allowing and the solution, and it will be irrelevant. Right now it is, you're exactly right. It's serving a need for you. It's doing something for you. And there is part of you that's enjoying it. At any time, you can make the change, but there's a difference between wanting to want to be different and wanting to be different. What I hear is maybe you're in the phase or the stage of wanting to want it to be different. Maybe you're not quite in the stage of, I want this to change. And know that that's good. That's part of the process. You got to be honest about where you really are first before you can build a bridge. If anything in this episode resonated with you, take a moment to subscribe and then share it with just one person. It's our mission to make the world a happier place, one insight, one shift, one share at the time. Just one button click from you might be the very thing that helps someone else's life click into place. Until next time. Remember, if you'd like more tips on this topic, then go to the link posted in the description of this broadcast.